Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and He has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the classes of the battle of Iblis and Adam. And actually, we discussed last week about the importance of the good manners. And it was clear to us that good manners are considered good deeds. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the heaviest on the scale on the day of judgment is the good deeds. So every one of us will be planning to have the good deeds be through the good manners. And the good manners will be his way to be on the right path. So Iblis, as his goal was to turn the mankind from the right path, so he is always whispering to every one of us with the ideas which will always shift us from having the good deeds, the good manners, and he will always whisper to us with the tricky and the bad ways to treat the people, and this is the cause of the sins which we are having through the bad manners and the bad relations between each other. Actually, there are three major bad manners or three major sins which the shaitan is calling the people to, and these are envy, pride, and anger. And inshallah, we will discuss the three of them in details in order to know how to avoid them, inshallah. Today, inshallah, we will start with the envy and the evil eye. And we have to learn at the beginning that envy is a disease of the heart. It is a major sin which is bound to destroy good deeds. As fast as the fire burns the wood and dry grass to ashes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, jealousy eats away at good deeds just as fire eats away at firewood. Actually, it is the envy is defined as hating that good happens to others. That is to say, hate that good happens to others. Envy was one of the major sins that were first ever committed. As when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, the first creation on the earth, the first creation of the mankind, and he taught him the name of the objects, and then he commanded the angels to prostrate to him. All the angels prostrated to him, to Adam, except Iblis, who out of envy and pride refused to prostrate, and because of that he was kicked out of the paradise. And this clarifies that envy is a character of the Iblis, because it causes to the anger and it causes to the distribution of hatred between the people. And envy is a way to paradise, is a way to the hellfire, as it eats away the good deeds. We need to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are three sins from which no one can be saved: envy, suspicion, and omnis. And also he said that, shall I tell you of what will remove you from this? When you envy, don't hate. And when you are suspicious, then do not actualize your suspicions. And when you see omens, then ignore them. So this means that it is difficult to be saved from envy. But we must learn that envy is a trial for the believers in this life and in the hereafter. Actually, regarding this life, you will always notice that the one who has envy in his heart is always upset and not feeling happy, and he is always worried, and he is always not accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this causes that his life is always very miserable, because he is always living his life under the impression that others are enjoying life, others are having a lot of the enjoyments of the worldly life which he doesn't have. And this is how the envy always leads to hatred between the people. And regarding the hereafter, envy destroys the good deeds. Why? This is a very important point which everyone has to be aware of from the beginning, so that he will realize how the envy is a harm for the one who is envying the people. Regarding the envy, you have to know that when you have this feeling inside your heart, for example, when I realize that I am not happy with my life or with my decree because my neighbor had a very big house and I have a small one, so I am not happy for this, and I feel envy in my heart towards my neighbor. Because why? There is a big question inside myself. Why my neighbor is the one who has the big house and also he has the big car, and I am the one who is having the small house and the small car. Okay, this is the envy. Okay, and this feeling will make me to hate the car and to hate the house of my neighbor, and to looking for that he will lose them or I will get them. But I can't tolerate that my neighbor is having some enjoyments which I don't have, this similar to them, or I have these enjoyments which my neighbor is having. Actually, this means that, number one, I don't believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if I believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that I have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows all in the earth and what is on the heavens and what is in between, and that Allah knows the unseen and also what is inside the hearts. So when I live my life with the feeling of envy, this means that I don't believe that it is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is also the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave that house to my neighbor and that car to my neighbor and these kids to my friend and this prestige to my sister, and he didn't give me anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not doing anything in this life except out of his knowledge and out of his wisdom. So when I don't agree with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the others, this means that I don't believe in the knowledge and I don't believe in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is against the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, when I have envy in my heart towards the neighbor who has the big house or the big car or the prestige or He is having a lot of wealth when I have this envy inside my heart, which is the feeling that I am not happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am not happy with the granting blessings upon the others. This means that I don't believe in Allah's decree, and this is means that I don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because every Muslim has to believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Muslim has to believe that what Allah decreed is the best for him, and what Allah gave him is the best for him, and what Allah prevented him from is also the best for him. So it is the belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the belief in the distribution of the blessings to the people, which is only according to the will, knowledge, and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which every one of us has to believe in and has to accept. And we need to live our life with the belief that, oh Allah, I am accepting your decree, and I believe that your decree is the best for me. This small house, this small car are the best for me, even if I don't know, if even I feel that in reality I deserve the car and the house which my neighbor had. This is the envy, this is the wrong, because the truth is that Allah's decree is the best for every believer. Every one of us has to accept this, has to believe in this reality, has to be always living his life accepting Allah's decree and all praising Allah for all his blessings, because Allah is the one who knows the truth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who, according to his decree, he is giving to every one of us what is suitable for him. And we always have to remember the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, which we need to remember all the time when we discuss the topic of envy. It is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 206, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and it may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you like a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, but you do not know. So this is the rule of the Quran, which every believer has to believe in and has to follow, and has to feel peace when he will realize that rule, that this rule is that Allah knows, but we don't know, and is that it may be that what we dislike is the good for us, and that what we like is the bad for us. So the small house and the small car which I don't like, maybe this is the good for me, and the big house and the big car which I feel envy towards my neighbor that he had them and I don't had them, maybe they are bad for me. This is the reality of the belief of Allah's decree, and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers when they realize that it is only up to Allah who knows what is good for us, and who is the one who is, according to his will, he plan for us. So every one of us has to try to avoid envy, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that envy and belief, they don't go together in the heart of a servant. So if you want to have a true belief, you have to know that you cannot have the envy and the belief in your heart. You have to try all the time to get rid of the feeling of envy through the means which, inshallah, we will clarify it in the classes which you will have it. We'll start with the first one today, inshallah. And now we'll start by knowing about the envy from the Quran. We also need to know that one of the most important causes of is the showing of the blessings for those who are deprived of. Actually, it is the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to conceal the blessings for those who are not having similar ones, and they are looking forward for it. It is the way to keep the hearts in a good term. For example, if a wife is having a generous husband who is giving her gifts all the time, and her neighbor is having a very greedy husband who is never giving her any gifts, so it will be naturally that the wife of the greedy will feel envy and hatred towards the wife of the generous, because she will be always under the impression that she is deprived of the blessings which her neighbor are having a lot of. So, every one of us has to realize this reality, has to understand that it is the hatred and it is the jealousy that any human being will feel when he is deprived of blessings while the very close people to him are having it, and sometimes they are having a lot of the blessings. And in order to keep good relations between the people, in order to keep the hearts of the people clean towards you, every one of you and every one of us is in need always to remember the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are supposed to conceal our blessings for those who are not having similar ones. And actually, practically, in our daily life, it is noticed that most of the women, they like the showing off. This means that they always like to feel that they have the best clothes, and they have the best jewelry, and they have the best car, and the best house. And they always, in every event, try to show off these blessings to the other women, to her, that is to say, to her neighbors, to her friends, to her relatives, so that she will feel superiority and pride. But in reality, she is destroying the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon her, because
وكثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق.
Many of the people of scripture wish that if they could turn you away as disbelievers after you have believed, out of envy from their own selves.
The meaning of this verse is that it is the jealousy behind their wish to turn you away from your religion even after the truth has been made clear to them. So this is the first verse of the Quran which we are learning today from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 109, which the envy is mentioned in it. Now we read from Surah Ali Imran, from Surah Al-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 54.
الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله؟ أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله؟ فقد آتينا آل إبراهيم الكتاب والحكمة وآتيناهم ملكا عظيما.
Or do they envy man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers for what Allah has given them of his bounty? Then we had already given the family of Abraham the book and al-hikmah as sunnah, divine revelation to those prophets not written in the form of a book, and conferred upon them a great kingdom.
It is again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that it is the envy that the people were having towards Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his followers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that he already had given the family of Prophet Ibrahim the book and the hikmah, which is the divine revelations given to Prophet Ibrahim and to his those whom they are following him, but they were actually revelation not written in the form of a book. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also clarified that he already gave to Prophet Ibrahim and to his family a great kingdom. So why they were envying Prophet Muhammad and his followers in spite of the fact that they have the hikmah, and which is also a revelation not in the form of a book, and they also have a great kingdom, but it is actually the nature of the mankind just to envy. And inshallah now we will read from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, verse number 27, and in this verse which we were reading now, we will learn about that envy is so deep in the spirit of the mankind that the two brothers will kill each other out of the feeling of envy. And now we will read Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah number 5, verse number 27. Allah, now we will read the number from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Okay, very good. Go ahead.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتلوا عليهم نبأ ابني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين.
And O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, recites to them the story of the two sons of Adam, Habil and Kabil, Abel and Cain. In truth, when each offered the sacrifice to Allah, it was accepted from the one but not from the other. The latter said to the former, I will surely kill you. The former said, verily, Allah accepts only from those who are al-muttaqun, the pious.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the story of the two sons of Adam, Qabil and Habil. Actually, in order to have generations on the earth, Eve, the wife of Prophet Adam, she always has had twin pregnancy. And in every pregnancy, she will have a son and a daughter. And it was agreed that the son will not marry his twin, but he will marry his sister from another pregnancy. Okay, and it happened that Qabil twin was very beautiful, and Habil twin was not beautiful. It was ugly. So Qabil decided that he will not follow the rule to marry his sister from the other pregnancy, that is to say, to marry the twin of Habil. Qabil decided not to marry the twin of Habil, but to marry his own twin, because she was very beautiful. And as Habil didn't agree, they decided that they have to offer a sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them offered sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the sacrifice of Habil and didn't accept the sacrifice of Qabil, the transgressor. Accordingly, Qabil was very upset, and he decided to kill his brother because he feel envy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't accept his sacrifice. And because of this, actually, Qabil became the first killer or the first murderer in the history of humanity, and he will be accounted for all the murderers until the Day of Judgment. For us, we have to learn that this is the envy, this is the bad feeling, which can affect, and actually it is affecting every human being, as I will clarify now, even the sons of the prophets. And in order to have more proof that no one can escape envy, okay, we will read now from Surah Yusuf, Surah number number 12, we will read verse number 4 and verse number 5.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبتي إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين.
Remember when Yusuf said to his father, Oh, my father, verily I saw in a dream 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating themselves to me. He, the father, said, Oh, my son, relate not your vision to your brothers, lest they should arrange a plot against you. Verily, Shaitan is a man of open enemy.
So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us again about the jealousy, the great illness that affects most of the mankind, even the sons of the prophets. It is a similar story of envy between the brothers. In Surah Yusuf, this is the plot which Yusuf's brothers arranged against him. As they felt that their brother loved, they felt that he is more closer, Yusuf is more closer to their father Jacob. Actually, the father was aware of their feelings towards Yusuf, so he requested his son not to mention his dream to his brothers, because Prophet Jacob was worried that they may try to get rid of Yusuf because of the dream, because it was a glad tidings that Yusuf will become a very great man. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, reminding us that envy is a feeling that no one can escape it, even the sons of the prophets, as it happens with the sons of Prophet Adam and the sons of Prophet Jacob. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentioned the envy in Surah Yusuf in verse number 67.
الرحمن الرحيم قال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون.
And he said, O my sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates. And I cannot avail you against Allah at all. Verily, the decision rests only with Allah. In him I put my trust, and let all those that trust put their trust in him.
So again, Prophet Jacob, as he knows the nature of the human spirits, he commanded his 11 sons not to enter by one gate, as this may lead to their harm through the evil eye of the people, because their sons were very handsome. So he was worried that if the people will notice that there are 11 brothers coming from by one gate, okay, the people will be looking to them, and they will feel that how handsome they are, and this may harm them. So he commanded them not to enter by one gate, okay, and so that they would not be observed by the people. When two will enter from that gate, three will enter from that gate, the people will not notice their big number and how handsome they are. Okay, that is to say, he wants them to avoid the evil eye and the envy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 39, he mentioned to us a very important story about the envy, and we will read it in verse number 39. Again, it is Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 39.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولئك إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا صدق الله.
It was better for you to say when you entered your garden, that which Allah wills will come to pass. There is no power but with Allah. If you see me less than you in wealth and children.
Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a rule in this verse, that when you see any blessing, you must say that which Allah wills, there is no power but with Allah. Okay, this is a Quranic rule and this is a Quranic command. Yes, you know, whenever you see any blessing, even a blessing which you yourself own it, or you yourself have it, your own blessings or the blessing of any other one, you must say that which Allah wills. This means that it is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no power with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after you say this, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save your blessing against the evil eye. Next, we will read from Surah Al-Qalam. Surah Al-Qalam is Surah number 68, and we will read verse number 51.
بالله الرحمن الرحيم وإن يكاد الذين كفروا ليزلقونك بأبصارهم لما سمعوا الذكر ويقولون إنه لمجنون.
And verily, those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes through hatred when they hear the reminder, the Quran, and they say, verily, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a madman.
Actually, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the disbelievers were very upset that the Prophet was from the Arabs, and so they were actually having the feeling of hatred against him, and they have the evil eye towards him, and when they become very upset, they will reject the whole issue and say he is a madman. But what is concerning us regarding envy is that this is a proof from the Quran that the envyers have evil eye, and their evil eye is a harmful one. Okay, because the Quran is saying, Allah is saying, and verily those who disbelieve would almost make you slip with their eyes, okay, through hatred, okay, when they hear the reminder, the Quran. So this is a proof that about the eye, that there is an evil eye, okay, in the Quran, and it is harmful. Okay. Also, to know about the envy from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one complete surah, which is Surah Al-Falaq. Okay, and this is the surah which we will read it all, and it is about the importance of seeking refuge with Allah from the evil of the invaders. We will read now Surah Al-Falaq. Surah Al-Falaq is surah number 113.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of the darkening night, as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies.
Okay. So alhamdulillah, now we learn about, you know, the envy in the Quran, and how many surahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the envy in it, so that we learn and we give attention to this sin and this bad manner, and to learn more about it. Actually, now we will learn about the envy from some of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman and envy don't gather together in the heart of a slave. And actually, I will clarify to you the meaning of this hadith in details, full details, because this is the clarification of the evil of the envy. When you know that and realize that in reality, Iman, belief, faith, and envy, they don't gather together in the heart of a slave. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, envy eats away the good deeds just as fire eats away at the firewood. Okay, this is also a clarification of the first hadith. As Iman and belief and envy don't gather together, also, envy eats away at good deeds just as fire eats away at the firewood. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the people will be fine as long as they don't envy one another. Also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't be envious of one another, don't artificially raise price against one another, and don't hate one another. So, the question now is that, in reality, what is envy? Okay, in order to know what is envy and actually to feel it, okay, so that you recognize it, and then you, inshallah, every one of us will be trying all the ways in order to get rid of this feeling as soon as he will feel it inside himself. First, I have to clarify to you again the definition of the envy so that I can clarify it to you in our practical daily life so that you feel it. Envy, again, is a psychological state in which a person wishes for the deprivation of the blessing, a talent, or a merit possessed by another person, the envied, okay? And it is always accompanied by hatred. So, In practical words, it is the meaning that, suppose now I know that Noor, she bought a new car, okay? If I am an envier, okay, I will be one of four types. Now I will clarify to you the envy through the four types of the envy. It is not only one type, there are four types. The worst type is the person who takes pleasure in the removal of the blessings from the envied, even if this does not result in any benefit to him. So, if I am that person, okay, type number one of the enviers, and I know that Noor bought a new car, okay, it will be my desire that Noor will lose that car under any circumstances. I can tolerate to know that Noor has a new car. Oh Allah, I can't tolerate it. Okay? I am not interested to have it. But my interest, my desire is that Noor has to lose the car. You see, this is the issue. This is the worst kind. My aim is the harm. My aim is the hatred. Okay, that's all. I want to harm her. I cannot feel that she has a blessing and I don't have it. My desire is that I want that blessing to disappear completely. Okay, so this is number one. This is the worst kind of the envier. The second type is also, I am the second one now, okay? I am the person who seeks to remove the blessing from the envied and get it for himself. So, that second type is that a person whom, now I am the second type now, I know that, or I knew that Noor bought a new beautiful car, so my desire is that, oh Allah, I want to get her car. Okay, the same car which Noor has it, I need to have it. This is my desire. I am living day and night. My mind is totally occupied with this idea. Her car. Okay, this is a person whom he has or she has the feeling of hatred, harm, and selfishness. Okay? Because she wants to have her own car. The third type of the inverse, this is a better one, because this is the person who is looking to have a blessing similar to the one which the invade had. So when I knew that Noor has a new car, me, Mona, oh Allah, I want to have a similar car. All praise to Allah that number three doesn't want that Noor will lose her car or doesn't want to have Noor's car. I want to have a similar car. Alhamdulillah. This is a better person. All praise to Allah. But still she has a very big problem. Number three, if she failed to have the similar blessing, she will desire that the invade will lose his blessing. Oh Allah, I want to have a car similar to Noor's car. I will try my best to have the similar car, but if I cannot get it, oh Allah, make Noor to lose her car. You see, again the same issue. Okay, again it is the feeling that I can't tolerate that there is anyone who is superior than me. There is anyone who has a blessing which I cannot have it. Okay, so I will try my best to have it, but still, I mean that there is evil inside this spirit, because to have the desire that someone will lose a blessing, this is an evil desire and this is an evil manner. Okay, so number three is still an evil person who is having this envy inside himself or herself, and she is looking forward either to have a similar blessing or, oh Allah, let the invade lose her blessing. The fourth type is a person who is looking to have a blessing similar to the one which the invade had. Okay, so now I am number four. Number four, oh Allah, I want to have a car similar to Noor's car. Okay, and I will try my best to have a similar car. But if I fail to have that blessing, I will not desire that Noor, that the original blessing will be removed from the invade. This means that I will not desire that Noor will lose her car. I will just be after the idea that, oh Allah, I want a similar car. Oh Allah, I want a similar car. And this kind of envy is called the competition. Okay, so this is the competition. Number four is the competition. Competition is not considered blameworthy. In general, it is not blameworthy. There is no problem to have the feeling of the competition. Okay? Rather, it is considered a praiseworthy when competing for the rightness. Okay? It is better that I feel that Noor is, mashallah, attending the masjid all the time, so I want to be similar to Noor to attend. Okay, and not only to be similar to Noor to have the same car, but again to be realistic. Okay, there is no problem to have the feeling of the competition. When you observe that your neighbor has, for example, whatever, a new furniture, okay, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a similar furniture, okay, through the halal ways, okay. This competition is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no sin. Number four, there is no sin. Number one and two and three, they are sinners. Okay, because they are after the harm, the hatred, and the selfishness. But number four is living the competition. But actually, this is not the proper competition in the worldly life. Okay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught us what kind of competition every one of us as believer has to be after. This what we will learn from Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Surah number 83, verse from 22 to 26. We will read now from verse number 18 to verse number 26 from Surah Al-Mutaffifin, 26, Surah number 83. Go ahead and read. I open it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إن كتاب الأبرار لفي عليين وما أدراك ما عليون. كتاب مرقوم يشهده المقربون. الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون.
Nay, verily, the record, writing of the deeds of Al-Abrar, the pious believers of Islamic monotheism, is preserved in Aliyun. And what will make you know what Aliyun is? A register inscribed, to which bear witness those nearest to Allah, for example, the angels. Verily, Al-Abrar, the pious believers, will be in delight, paradise, on thrones, looking at all things. You will recognize in their faces the brightness of delight. They will be given to drink of pure, sealed wine. The last thereof, that wine, will be the smell of musk. And for this, let all those strive who want to strive, hasten earnestly to the obedience of Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that it is only the delights of the paradise which all of us have to compete for, and not for the enjoyments of the worldly life, as most of the people, you know, are living their life. This is the reality, sisters, is that we are competing each other for nothing, for the enjoyment of the worldly life, which every one of us will lose it. But instead, we were supposed to compete each other for the delights of the paradise, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to us in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, because the delights of the paradise are delights which none of us can imagine. And also, they are the delights which we will have it as an eternal delights, and not as a transient delights, which are the delights of the or the enjoyments of the worldly life. So in order to compete with one another, it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to compete for the delights of the paradise and not for the enjoyments of the worldly life. Accordingly, the rule is envy is forbidden in Islam, except of two cases, which Prophet Muhammad informed us about it in the following hadith. In order to know why envy is forbidden in Islam and how envy is in reality an evil deed, inshallah I will clarify this in full detail after I will mention the causes of envy. After we will know the causes, then we will know why it is forbidden in Islam and it is an evil deed and it is a sin. First, let us learn about the two cases which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us about and informed us that these are the two cases which envy is accepted. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith in Bukhari, there is no envy, hasad, except in two cases. A person to whom Allah has granted wisdom and he rules by this wisdom and teaches it to the people, and a person to whom Allah has granted wealth and property and along with the power to spend it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This being the words of Ibn Mas'ud. But the words of Ibn Amr, another narration of the hadith, is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no envy except in two cases. A person to whom Allah has given the Quran and he recites the Quran night and day. And a person to whom Allah has granted wealth and property from which he is given in charity night and day. This hadith is a proof regarding the reality of the worldly life, which is a deceiving enjoyment, which never deserves envy. Why I will envy someone who has a deceiving enjoyment, which is not a real enjoyment? Why I will have the feeling of envy against him or against her? Number two, I have to know that the most important real blessings of this worldly life are the Quran, okay, and the wealth to be spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so when I want to envy someone, okay, and this is envy number four. Envy number four, which is the competition, not the envy, which is number one and two and three. The envy or the word hasad in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was mentioned in all the books of the tafsir that it is the competition. There is no competition except regarding those whom they are reciting the Quran on day and night. So I will tell to myself, oh myself, oh Allah, please make me to be like them, okay, to recite the Quran day and night. This is, sisters, to clarify how the Quran is the greatest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them to love the Quran, to live with the Quran, to practice the rules of the Quran, inshaAllah, these are the people whom they deserve envy. Okay, subhanAllah. In spite of the fact, in reality, these are the people whom no one is having any feeling of envy towards them. Okay, this is, sisters, to be sure that humanity is living opposite direction of the truth. Okay, in every class we were trying to prove that humanity is living against the truth. And it is more and more clear in this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you want to have the feeling of envy, okay, try to check to find someone who in sincerity is reciting the Quran day and night for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not reciting the Quran to earn money while he is not in need of the money, okay, but just to increase the wealth through the Quran, teaching the people the Quran day and night and getting, you know, whatever. No, it is the recitation of the Quran with full sincerity for the sake of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is number one. And number two also is the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing him to utilize his wealth and his property for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, the charity, and again, he has to utilize his wealth and property for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full sincerity, not for the showing off, okay, and not for getting away with the taxes, okay, and not for any worldly benefit. If you will spend your wealth for any worldly benefit, it will not be accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts sincere deeds for his sake. Okay, so this is the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you want to have the feeling of competition in this life, if you want to have a goal in your life, try to have the goal either to live with the Quran day and night for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to live your life correctly, and to live Islam as a way of life, and also try to work and to earn good amount of money. This is from the teaching of the Islam, so that you will have a wealth and property, and so that you can spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give charity, and inshallah it will be your way to the paradise. So now I think every one of us is interested to know why people are envying each other, while envy is a sin and an act of Iblis. Okay, as I clarified at the start of the class, that envy was the act of Iblis, okay, whom he had this feeling again towards Prophet Adam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Iblis to prostrate to Adam. Iblis had the pride and the envy, and he refused to prostrate. So envy is a character of Iblis, and it is a sin, okay, and we will know about why it is a sin now. But the question is, if it is a sin and an act of Iblis, why the people are living their life all the time envying each other? Okay? In order to know why, the answer is that qualities in others, such as certain intellectual, spiritual and moral merits, or good and pious deeds, or outward factors such as honor, prestige and wealth, can cause envy. That is to say, when a person perceives others to be more perfect than him, a feeling of hatred, self and selfishness will seize him and generates a feeling of envy in his heart. The first cause of envy is the competition regarding the enjoyment of the worldly life. This is the major factor to generate envy between the people, as the enjoyments of the worldly life are the most important goal for most of the people nowadays. So everyone is looking to have the best car, the best house, the best education, the best clothes, the best trip in the summer. So if I can't have it, and any of my neighbors or my friends or my sister have it, I will be very upset, I will be very angry, I will be having the feeling of envy towards them. Number two is love of authority. Okay? Actually, it is the person who is always looking to be the highest authority. Okay? So that everyone respects him. Also, authority gives him a way to control and to feel that he is the leader of the organization or the job or the factory or whatever. He is the biggest man in his work. Okay? And he is the most important one. So that person will feel envy if any member of his organization or party steps forward to take his position. He cannot tolerate this, okay? And he, because of his love of authority, he will always feel envy towards anyone who is trying to improve his situation, okay? Because he cannot tolerate that there is anyone who is equal to me or trying to take my position. I have to be the most important all the time. Still again, it is, you know, the selfishness and the love of the worldly life. Okay. Number three, it is the enmity. This is another important cause of envy. Enmity against, for example, if there are two families, okay, whom they don't like each other. Okay, so when one of the families, for example, their daughter married to a very good man, okay, the other family will be very upset, okay, and they will be under, you know, the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, to cancel that marriage. Okay. Yes, this is how the people are living this life. Yes. No, actually, you know, Noor, this is not extreme cases. But you know how the people are living their life. Everyone is having a mask. Okay, they are not showing the reality of their feeling. For example, you have the new car, and I am the inveyor, okay? I will come and tell you, oh, Noor, mashallah, mashallah, I am very happy. May Allah bless you and your car. This is with my tongue. This is what I will clarify to you now. Regarding my heart, Allah knows what is in my heart, okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this in the Quran, okay? So, it is, you know, Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 18, I will just read it to you in English. They desire to harm you severely. Okay, this is regarding Prophet Muhammad and whoever. Hatred has already appeared from their words, but their hearts conceal more words. Okay, you have to know that this is the reality of most of the people whom they are away from the right path. All the goal is the worldly life. I am living to have, you know, the enjoyments of the worldly life. So I don't have any manners. I don't have any values. Okay. So the most easy feeling which will make me comfortable is what? Hatred. You see, harm. When I know that Noor has the car, what will make me, you know, a little bit accepting, okay, my desire, my hope that one day the car will disappear. Yes, you know, I am living my life, okay, with that hope. One day Noor will come and say, no more car. Yes, at that minute I will be very happy. Until then, I am not accepting that Noor is having a car. I am having the desire that she has to lose her car, okay? And I will be after her with my tongue, okay? This is the other issue, okay? Suppose now how the invader is harming the invaded one, okay? When someone will come and tell me, you see, mashallah, Noor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a big car and a big house and this and that. And I am the one who have envy inside me. What will be my response? This Noor is never praying, never coming to the masjid. Yeah. She's not a good person. Don't feel that. I'm sure that this is all haram, what she has. I am better than her. You see? Yes. This is, you know, subhanAllah, I will clarify to you this now. This is how the people, they always have the pride. I cannot accept that the people will feel that Noor is better than me. Noor is having a car which I can't have it. Okay, because of my pride, what I will do, I will start saying bad words about you. You see, this is again one of the causes of the envy is the bride and the wonder. It is very difficult. Through her showing off of this blessing, she is creating the feeling of and hatred in the hearts of her sisters and her neighbors, because she has to realize that we are human beings, and she has to realize that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith that there are three sins which it is difficult for the people to be saved from, and one of them is envy. So she has to realize that through her showing off of the blessings to the sisters around her and to the neighbors and to the friends, she is the loser, because she is the one creating envy in their hearts, and they will look to her with an evil eye, and this will have a harmful effect on her and on her life and on her blessings. And also they will never have a feeling of true love towards her. They will always have the feeling of jealousy and hatred to her, even if they didn't show it to her. So it is the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which mostly the women has always to remember. It is not for your favor to show off the blessings to the people so that you feel your superiority, because in reality you are creating the feeling of envy and hatred towards you in the hearts of all those whom are around you. And only she is supposed, that bride, arrogant woman, she is supposed to blame herself when she will be always having problems and disasters in her life because of the envy and evil eye of the people around her, because she was the one whom she didn't listen to the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to concede the blessings, and she was the one always looking for the pride and arrogant and wonder, and she will pay the price for that. And I think now it is clear that these are the causes of envy, and actually we need to discuss how we can treat the envy in the hearts, and how we can cure the hearts from that bad feeling. And inshallah we will learn about the cure of the envier and the envied inshallah in next class in the details. And let us now make the dua. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take
take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, and from a change in your protection, and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen.